by faith Isaac. Now, this is a story both historical and spiritual. Many of you know the story back in Genesis 25. But we're not going to dwell on that so much this morning. We may do that at another time. I thought we might do that at another time by itself. But this is, we're going to look at the significance here. It says Isaac, by faith of what he did. But Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Go back to Genesis chapter 16, where this story begins. Isaac being the son of Abraham, God's elect was Isaac, son of promise. God over and over says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac. In a minute we'll see Jacob, not Esau. Well, Abraham had two sons, Ishmael, as you know, by the flesh, and that's a story in itself. But Ishmael, verse 11 and 12, the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, to Hagar, and you'll bear a son, shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. He will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Who's that? That's the Arabic world. That's Arabs, whom we know today to be the Iraqis and Iranians and so forth. That's who they are. And that they sure fit that bill, don't they? But they are the illegitimate brothers, as it were, of the Jews. But they hate everybody. Their hands against everybody. And that's a historical story there, God's providence. Well, then Isaac was the legitimate God-promised son of Abraham and Sarah. Isaac had two sons. Verse chapter 25, Genesis 25. Isaac had two sons. Let's read this account. Verse 19 of Genesis 25. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people. The elder shall serve the younger. And the first was Esau, and the second was Jacob. And you know what God said in Malachi 1 and Romans 9 about Jacob and Esau. God said, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. All right, those are the sons of Isaac that he's going to bless in chapter 27. But Isaac heard that. Isaac heard the word of God concerning Jacob and Esau. The elder shall serve the younger. But look here at verse 28 of chapter 25. Chapter 25, verse 28. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. Rebekah loved Jacob. Isaac loved. And here's where we're going to see something of the faith of Isaac. He loved Esau. He was his oldest son. He was a hunter. and a man of the field. He was rugged, robust, probably, well, he was manly looking. It says he was hairy all over. And Isaac knew him. He knew his boys. And at this time, Esau was about 30 or 35 years old. All right, now look at verse 29. Jacob sod pottage, and Esau came from the field. He was faint. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage or bowl of beans. I'm faint." And so his name was called Edom. You see that? That's significant in God's purpose. Edomites, a whole manner of people, Edomites. Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Birthright. Now, the birthright are the rights, privileges, responsibilities of the firstborn son, the leadership, spiritual leadership of the house. And Esau said, verse 32, I'm going to die. In other words, he was so hungry, so faint. He said, I'm going to die of hunger if I don't get something to eat. What good is this birthright to me right now? And Jacob said, swear to me, and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau a bowl of beans for his birthright. So it says that Esau despised his birthright. In other words, Esau was more interested in hunting and things like that than God. He thought more of the things of this world than God. Esau represents, it's easy to see who Esau represents, people of this world who are more interested in lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3 said. And though Esau appealed to the flesh, his father and maybe others, Jacob was a mama's boy, dwelt in tent. Esau seemed to be the more rugged, manly fella. It says God said he hated Esau. That's what he said. Why? Because he sold his birthright. That's why. Because Esau hated God. And Esau hated his brother. He hated Jacob. And this is all over with. He hated Jacob. Now, Isaac heard about this too. You know he did. He heard about Esau selling his birthright. This is all about Isaac. Isaac, by faith, Isaac blessed the two. Now, he heard that Esau sold his birthright to his brother. And he remembered what God said. The elder shall serve the younger. In other words, Esau is going to serve Jacob. Going to serve Jacob. All right, look at chapter 26. You got to listen carefully to this. We're building a story here. What Isaac understood by faith. Chapter 26. Esau, verses 34 and 35, was 40 years old. He took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittites, Bathshemeth, daughter of Elon, the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. He married unbelievers. He married people who were not of his kin. He married Ishmaelites later on, down in chapter 28. He married some Ishmaelites. He thought, well, I'll please my parents because they, Isaac and Rebekah, especially Rebekah, said, these daughters-in-law of mine are killing me. Unbelievers. And so Esau said, well, I'll marry somebody to please my parents. And he married some Ishmaelites. Ishmaelite. Well, all right. Now, Isaac was a believer. Isaac was a believer. Isaac knew God. Isaac heard God's word. Isaac heard God's purpose. The elder shall serve the younger. Isaac heard that. Isaac knew his two sons, Jacob and Esau, and he wondered how this is going to happen. How is it that the elder is going to serve the younger? The law is that the elder is to be have everything. According to the law of God, the elder is the heir of all things. How's this going to happen? Isaac didn't understand how this is going to happen. And he's now an old man. Now go to chapter 27. This is where he blesses these two more. He's an old man. Verse 1, Genesis 27. Came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim, so he could not see. He called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. He said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. All right, it's time to bless his sons. Time to bless his son. And the eldest gets the first blessing, the chief blessing. All right? But God, true to his word, sovereign in his power and in his purpose, using whatever means pleases him, he purposed, he allowed Jacob to deceive his father, Isaac, and thus get the blessing. And you know that story. Like I said, I wanted to save that for a whole message. That story of Jacob coming in, his mother taught him that you need to be your oldest brother to get the blessing. You need to look like him. You need to smell like him. You need to have that savory meat that your father loved. You're going to come near. You can't be detected by your father. You're going to have to be your oldest brother to get the blessing. And those of you who know that story know that's a picture of us, the sons of Jacob, sinners. Christ is the heir of all things, the heir to the birthright, the rightful heir to all things. For us to be accepted of the Father, and I'm telling it anyway, aren't I? For us to be accepted of the Father, we're going to have to smell like Christ, feel like Christ, be like Christ, have that savory meat that the Father loveth. And the Holy Spirit, whom Rebecca represents, teaches us, gives us that meat, prepares it for us, and we come to the Father. This is what Jacob did. He came to the Father and said, Are you my eldest son? And Jacob said, I am. He said, Come near. And he felt him. He said, It feels like my oldest. And he smelled him. He said, Smells like him, a sweet savor to me of the field. You have that sacrifice I love, that meat? Jacob said, I have it. And the Father said, Bless you, my son. That's a picture, a glorious gospel picture of our acceptance in the Beloved. That we're accepted in Christ because of Him. And when we come to the Father, we plead Him. Are you Him? Yes. I'm in Him, found in Him, hidden in Him. Of God, are you in Christ? The Holy Spirit puts us in Christ and gives us all of that. But in the context here now, in this story of Isaac doing this by faith. Isaac doing this by faith. Okay? Look at this. All right, look at this. Verse 24 of chapter 27. 24. Art thou my very son Esau? He said, I am. Verse 27. Came near, kissed him. He smelled the smell of his raiment. Blessed him, said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. This is Jacob, who's deceiving his father. Verse 28. So Isaac now blesses whom he thought was Esau. He blesses. He says, Therefore. Now he loves Esau. He loves Esau. And he's blessing his eldest son. And therefore God give thee of the dew of the heaven, the fatness of the earth, and the plenty of corn and wine, let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Isaac blessed, he thought, Esau. All right? He thought. He loved Esau. He remembers that what God said, but he just doesn't see how this is going to, God's purpose is going to come about. All right, look at verse 30. Came to pass, as soon as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, Jacob was scarce gone out, the presence of Isaac his father, Esau came in from his hunting. And he also made savory meat, brought it to his father, and he said unto his father, let my father arise and eat his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled exceedingly. What's happened? He sees God sovereignly had him bless his youngest son in spite of him. God had done this in spite of him. Even through the deceitfulness of sin, God's power overruled it all and brought about and fulfilled his purpose. Like Christ being crucified. You with wicked hands have taken and crucified the Lord of glory, but you did what God determined to be done. Esau sees the hand of God in this. He can't change it. He believes God. He knew that was so. How's this going to happen? I don't know. The oldest comes in. He blesses him. But he didn't bless him at all. He blessed the younger. My God reigns and rules in all things. All things. Now look at what he says to Esau. He loves Esau. He's his favorite son. Verse 33. Isaac trembled and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? I've eaten of all before thou camest. And I have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed. In other words, what's been said is said. What's done is done. And I can't change it. The will and the purpose of God has been served in spite of me. And I can't change it and I won't change it. In spite of blessing the one I would not bless and not blessing the one I would have blessed, God's will be done. This is what faith says. Right? This is what faith says. Not my will, but thy will be done. Isaac sees this, sees the hand of God. And by faith, he said, I'm not going to change it. This is exactly the way it was supposed to have been done. And he trembled at God's sovereign providence. Verse 34, but Esau heard the words of his father and cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, said, bless me, even me also, O my father. My brother came with subtlety. Verse 37, Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son? I have made him Lord over all. That's faith. I'm not going to change it. This is God's will and God's purpose. And Esau said this, oh, Father, is there not one blessing for me? And he did bless Esau, verse 39. Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth. In other words, you'll have more land than your brother, as do the Arabs, as do the Edomites, and so forth. And by thy sword thou shalt live. Thou serve thy brother. It shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke off thy neck. This happened to the Edomites later on. They split from Judah. But as it is written, by faith. Now so, in our text, it says, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. This is our text. Isaac, believing God's sovereign purpose and his covenant, in spite of his own natural love for his oldest son, the son that he loved, blessed Jacob concerning the things to come. He's a father. He's a natural man. He's a son of Adam. He has a boy that he prefers over the other, but he's a believer. He's a new creature. And he wouldn't change a thing. Here's the point. By faith. By faith, Isaac blessed his youngest over his oldest, his natural love. And believing parents, believing husbands, wives, believing brothers, sisters, believers know God's will be done, that God has an elect and they will be saved. And if it's not the one that I choose, so be it. It's God. Right? Like Eli said when they, and Samuel came in and said, the Lord's going to kill both your sons. He said, he loved those boys. What did he say? It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Didn't it? That's what faith said. It's the Lord. In spite of his natural affection, Isaac said, this is the way it's going to be. Not the way I would have had it, but that's the way it is. And he bowed to and he submitted to the choice, God's choice over his own. You see that? Here's the context. And, you know, this is where the real faith meets the road. Rubber meets the road, we might say. Job said this. Job said it. He said, it may be my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. I don't know about Job's children, do you? God killed them all. I don't know about them. I don't know if they were believers or not. It doesn't make that clear, does it? Maybe not. Maybe. Eli, it's the Lord. Perhaps the truest test of faith of all is when our flesh and our blood is involved. Here, this is what faith said. It started with Abel. Remember Abel? Cain? Two brothers. I had two brothers. There were three of us. A daughter, a sister. We were very close. Very close. And sometimes we scrapped, you know. Particularly my middle brother, who was closer in age. That just happens, doesn't it? Sam, it just happens. John. And but I loved him. I still love him. Still love him. But what if my brother, what if your brother doesn't love God? And who maketh thee a different? Jacob knew, I'm not more lovely. God loves me. He said he did. And hates my brother Esau, but I'm not better than Esau. Jacob knew that. Isaac thought the same thing. I'm not better than Ishmael, didn't he? But he chose me. Because it seemed good to God. Abel with Cain. Ishmael with Isaac. Abraham and Lot. Remember? Abraham and Lot came to part of the way. Abraham loved that boy like a son. His brother's son, his brother died, and he raised him. He loved him like his own son. We came to a party of the ways. Abraham's going to walk with God. Lot's going to go to Sodom. What's Abraham going to do? He's going to part with flesh and blood when it comes to who you love. Who do you love? Who you serve? Abraham offering Isaac. We just looked at that. Every believer's got to... faith's going to be tried. And this is the greatest trial of all when it comes down to our flesh and our blood. Abraham offered his only begotten, well-beloved son. Why? Because he loved God more. That's how you know. That's how you know. See? By faith, Isaac blessed his son. Didn't bless the one he thought, but he said, that's the way it's going to be. My, my, do we love the Lord more? David and Absalom. Remember how much David loved Absalom? Remember that? God slew Absalom. That was hard on David, wasn't it? But he submitted to that. God's will. David had two sons, Adonijah, who was the next born after Absalom in line for the throne. And then Solomon. Adonijah was the natural, the one in line for the throne. But nope. God said Solomon. The elder is going to serve the younger. There it is again. And David had to tell Adonijah, "You're not the king. Solomon is." Solomon, his own brother, he had him killed. Adonijah, he had him killed. His own brother. Because he... And the Lord Himself, remember when the Lord Himself came as a man, did any man love his birth mother more than the Lord Jesus Christ? No way. No possible way. He is love. He loved her more than any man could possibly love his mother. But when it came to the people of God and her, what did he say? He was worshiping God with the people of God. And his mother came and said, "When I need to see you." He said, "Who is my mother?" So that's the context. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Isaac. When it comes to God, faith says, "I love God more. I love God more." And the Edomites, Esau represents the Edomites. They're a national people. There's a historical, a prophetical reason for this. They represent the Edomites, Jordan, what is now Jordan, close kin to Jacob. They hate him. Esau hated Jacob from then on. And in Numbers chapter 20, when the Israelites were passing through the land, they refused to let their blood kin come through, and God slew them all. And that's a picture of the world. And though they're our brothers in Adam, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. There's some fine people in this world, people I think that are finer than I am. But if they're not God's, the judge of the earth will do right. That's right. But I believe the lesson for us to learn here is that by faith, Isaac blessed the one that God chose over the one that he chose. God, let God be true. It's God's will. God's not my own. This is a true story. There was a man in the church where I grew up who the Lord saved early on, and he was married. His wife was an unbeliever and never did. The Lord never did save her. And he would go and worship. He was a member of the church where my father passed. He would go and worship. She would not. One day he came. One morning, Sunday morning, he was getting ready to go to worship. And she literally got in the doorway and said, "If you leave here today, I'm leaving. If you go, you don't have to worship God," she said, "today. And if you leave and go and come back, I won't be here when you come back." He said, "I have to go today since you made me make a choice between you and my God. I have to. You've left me no choice." And he did. And she left him. She left him. So by faith. That's what faith said. Chooses. Faith chooses whom God chooses. Faith bows to the will of God. Faith blesses those whom God blesses. Bows to His sovereign will. over flesh and blood. By faith, Isaac. Okay.